Hello and welcome back to another episode of Online with USU. I'm Jessica.
And I'm Dan.
And today we are talking about setting goals and resolutions specifically for spring semester, but of course these principles could probably be applied to life and goals for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Now, do you do New Year's resolutions?
I sometimes do. I don't usually write them down, which is step one. You should always write your goals and resolutions down. You're much more likely to follow through, right? Mm-hmm. I always have ideas, but they're not like formal. We'll see how my resolutions go for this year. So maybe we'll do that. Maybe that can be our finals week one.
Resolutions.
How did we do with our resolutions? It'd be a little check-in.
There we go. Maybe just check-in every time we do a book club meeting.
Exactly.
Book club episode.
Which think is next week.
Yes, and the book we are reading is Grit by
Angela Duckworth.
So this was a big hot topic book several years ago in academia. As an academic advisor, I heard a lot about it, but we will be reading and discussing that over, I think, four episodes this semester. So feel free to join us as we go through that. So.
Yeah. But to get into the meat of today's episode, resolutions, goals, all very good things to participate in making.
Why? Let's answer that question first. Why? Why do we set goals and make resolutions?
I think goals, they give us something to work towards. It's kind of like a degree. You do all the classes, not because you necessarily want to, because some classes are really stupid. They're maybe not as applicable to your major, especially when you're in the gen eds. Really hard to get through. However,
you want to open that can of worms.
The can of worms will not be open, but we will kind of like crack it a little bit.
We'll address it.
Yes.
we'll acknowledge it.
Yes, it is there. No, but you know, you take these classes because you have the end in mind, which is a degree. A bachelor's degree, a graduate degree, whatever it is. You know, when you go to work, you know, they tell you to have a career plan, right? Especially if you talk to career advisors here at USU. You know, they always tell you, you know, what do you see yourself as? What do you want to do? And we talked about this last semester with Stephen Covey's, you know,
yes.
Begin with the end in mind. Where do you want to go? Setting goals and resolutions, well, goals specifically, they help provide a roadmap. So that's why they're important, and especially writing them down so they're physically somewhere where you can see them.
Yeah. If something is important, then you need to take it seriously. Mm-hmm. And just keeping it somewhere other than the back of your brain certainly helps with that. So, I mean, in terms of goals and resolutions, we'll talk about them as if they're the same thing. I mean, resolutions tend to be the things we make at the beginning of the new year, which I always love it because all the astrophysicists come out around New Year's, and they're like, well, we just made another circuit around the sun, but I don't know why this date is the start of it all, you know?
Yeah.
Neil deGrasse Tyson's made a few comments about, oh, great, one more year on the sun, but why this day type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
We make these resolutions. They're kind of more of our long-term goals, but technically a goal can be of any size. And it was just for fun. I pulled some stats from last year, most common resolutions, and I also pulled up a website that we're going to talk a little bit about that recommended goals for this year, and we may not talk too much about their specific recommendations, but they did have some good things. So last year's most common resolutions was doing more exercise or improving fitness, losing weight, saving more money, and then improving my diet and pursuing a career ambition. And I thought it was interesting that the first one, doing more exercise, improving my fitness, was about 2.5 times more popular than pursuing a career ambition. I mean, the first four, it's a difference of about 20% or 11% difference, as opposed to 29% difference.
It's a big difference.
Yeah. So a lot of people were very, very worried about their health. I wonder why last year, you know?
Yeah. I have no idea why
health would be so important.
Weird.
Anyway, I mean, it does true that we do tend to see trends in resolutions, that sort of thing. But when it comes to our own personal goals, I'll be honest, don't let anybody question your goals as why you have a goal. If it's important to you,
yeah,
and
don't
you
fall
have a
to
goal,
peer pressure.
Yeah.
Stand up to peer pressure.
You know, if you have a goal to become a better fly fisherman or to become a better guitar player, and you've got other things that people say, well, why is that important to you? Doesn't matter. It's important to you.
Yeah.
They don't have to worry about it.
You do you.
Yes. So long as it's not illegal, right?
Yes. Let's keep it to legal activity, please.
There's a great Studio C sketch about it. I made a resolution to become a better thief, or to steal more.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
It's an older one. But so for fun, I also pulled up this website. It was from College Life Made Easy, New Year's Resolutions, 70 Achievable Goals to Set for Yourself. And I'll be honest, the individual goals, drink more water, send handwritten letters. There were some on there that I was like, I don't see why this is a goal here. But the important thing is they did have a couple of bit of good advice. First one was to remember that Rome wasn't built in a day. You know, and that's an idiom. But you're not going to accomplish everything as quickly as you may like. And it's important to keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing they mentioned was that progress isn't linear. And I have been in the process of trying to lose weight for the last 6 months or so. Seven months. And I was actually making great progress. And then I went on a cruise a week and a half ago.
How did that cruise handle?
I'm back to where I was in July. But it's still at half the weight. I lost an amount of weight, and I basically gained half of it back. But I didn't gain all of it back. So I'm still moving forward. So I weighed myself, I think it was yesterday, which was a week after the cruise, and I was at the exact same weight I was a week earlier. And I thought, I didn't gain. Good. I'm still making progress.
I just am thinking of that one song. I think it's from Meet the Robinsons. It's like, keep moving forward.
Yes, yes, the keep moving forward. It's amazing how applicable that is in real life. Disney hit it on the head on that one.
They did. Is it Disney?
It is Disney.
Oh, wow.
Disney, based on a children's book, which is really fun.
Oh, the more you know.
Yeah. Shrek was based on a children's book. Go check that one out. Seriously, it's a fun book. It's even got a talking donkey and an ugly princess.
Anyway. All right. Back to the matter at hand.
I have a resolution to become better at knowing my obscure children's book knowledge.
Yes, that's a goal for me. Okay, so obviously this website that Dan found, they're good goals, I guess. Maybe not.
Go through them if you want.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot on there. They're really nice. Like, they're good goals to have, right? But we want to focus more on ones that might be applicable to people pursuing a degree online.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
as well as some general tips for goals in general.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
As well as some general tips for goals.
Exactly. So in school and also in our jobs, we're told to create SMART goals. SMART being an acronym. Is that what that is?
An acronym.
I just get confused. So SMART stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely.
Okay.
And we've kind of talked about, we touched on these, I think, in several episodes last semester when we were talking about time management and, you know, staying on top of classes and making sure you're doing well in your classes through goals.
So, I mean, when it comes to goals, each of these attributes are important. And if you think about it, there's lots of ways to find bad examples of these, right? I referenced, in talking about this episode with Jessica, I referenced Pinky and the Brain, which you may or may not know. Two lab mice that Pinky, the dumb one, asks the Brain, the genius, what are we going to do tonight, Brain? And Brain says, the same thing we do every night, Pinky, try to take over the world. And if we take that as a goal, it's a good example of a bad goal.
Yes.
Because it's not really specific. Okay, take over the world. How? Militarily, economically, politically? You know, what constitute? At what point have you taken over the world? Measurable. You're running into that, right? You know? I guess, hold on. So it's a good example of a bad goal. Specific, it's a very general goal. Take over the world. Okay, for what point and purpose? You know, what are the details here? What's going on? Measurable, at what point have you taken over the world? You know, how do you determine that you've met that goal? Attainable, for two lab mice, yes, it is dreaming big, which some people say is an important thing for goals, that your goals should stretch you. They shouldn't put you on the rack and stretch you that way. Relevant, for the purposes of these mice, you know, I guess if Brain wants to rule the world, then yes, that is a relevant goal, but Pinky just wants to be happy. I mean, that's his whole thing. So for Pinky, this is a horrible goal because it's not relevant to his.
It's not something he would probably get behind.
Yeah. Really. Or I mean, he supports Brain and all of his stuff, but as I said, Pinky just wants to be happy. He just, yeah. So it's like, how does this help me to become even more happy? And then timely. They never, they always want to do it that night. They, you know, their goal is
a lofty goal.
Yeah, to do it by the end of the night. But at the same time, if you did want a goal to take over the world, if you look at the various megalomaniacs out there that have tried to do it, that's not something that you can really structure in a time organized manner.
Exactly. So I think we should analyze Pinky and Brain's goals and see how could they make it a smart goal.
Or maybe we should look at maybe an academic setting, like we were thinking.
True.
I do like the thought experiment.
We'll do that for another episode. No, you can do that on your own and then send us what your thoughts are.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So if you were to break down Pinky and Brain's goal, how would you make it a smart goal?
Yes.
But for the purposes of what we're going to talk about, we'll look at a more academic-based goal.
Yes, I think a good goal might be if you are focusing on a specific GPA to maintain a scholarship or whatever. One of your goals could be, I want to finish the semester with a 3.5 overall GPA. Mm-hmm. That's very specific. You know what you're working towards.
You know what you're working towards. It's measurable.
Yes.
I mean, because you can calculate your GPA. You can track your grades in your classes and calculate your progress as you are moving towards that, right? It's attainable, ideally.
Yeah, it would also depend on what your current GPA is, and are you focusing on that semester GPA or your cumulative GPA?
Exactly.
Because, you know, your cumulative GPA, if it is substantially lower than a 3.5, you might not be able to attain an overall 3.5. But if it's just
by the end of the semester,
yes, at least. By the end of the semester. But so that's something to keep in mind as well.
Relevant, it's pertaining to your overall life plan. You know, if it's to maintain a scholarship or to get into a certain program, that is a very relevant goal of getting that GPA. And timely, we've set the time as a semester.
Yep.
So
3 months.
That would be an excellent goal. Now, once you set the goal, you're not done. Obviously, you've got to work towards it, but it's not just a matter of looking at the goal every single day and saying, okay, that's my goal, I'm going for it. Whenever you set a goal, you then have to make a plan, and then you have to consistently and regularly evaluate your progress.
Exactly.
So the plan, I mean, they always talk about take your big goal and break it into smaller goals. That's your plan. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, for this week, in order to make sure I get this GPA, let's look at my individual classes. I feel like I'm going to do well in this class. This one I'm going to struggle in. So if I get an A in this class and a C in this class, that will average out to a 3.0. That'll average to a B. And then if I get these grades in these other classes, that'll help get to the 3.5. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can break it down by class, and at that point you can break it down by assignment. And then as you go through every week, you can evaluate your progress. Okay, did I get the grades I needed on these assignments this week, so that I am still on track, you know? And let's say you had a bad week in a class. You had a group project that went south, or you had a paper that you forgot about, which happened to me in my master's program at one point.
I think you've mentioned this to me before.
I think that was a confessions. That might have been in the confessions episode. Or the time management one. I can't remember.
Yeah. But
had a paper I just blatantly forgot about. And that, of course, impacted my GPA. And so, you know, something comes up. It's like, okay, now I need to reevaluate. I may need to pivot, you know, the direction I'm going. I need to make sure I do well on these coming assignments. But without that regular evaluation, you won't be able to recorrect back to your goal. I heard a great analogy one time that talked about how airplanes are off course the majority of their flight. You know, they're not pointed exactly at their target. And it's the constant, the autopilot on the airplane is constantly, one part of the autopilot is saying, this is where I am and this is where I'm going, or this is where I am. And the other part is saying, yes, but you're going the wrong way, recorrect. And the wrong way is like half a degree off. It's not like at right angles to their destination.
Yeah.
But without the correction part of the autopilot, the plane would never get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think part of the evaluating progress, if there comes a point, taking the 3.5 GPA goal, if there comes a point in the semester where you realize that you might not get a 3.5 GPA despite best efforts, it's okay to adjust your goals and your expectations, but it should still be something that pushes you, but it's something still attainable for sure. And I would say part of your evaluating progress is making sure you're utilizing the resources available to you. Checking in with your professor once a month for your class is a great idea, saying, hey, I have this goal. What can I do to help reach, you know, this grade in your class? And I'm sure professors are more than happy to help. They want you to succeed, as we mentioned in the last episode.
No one on campus wants you to fail.
Yes.
Absolutely no one.
It's not good for them. It's not good for you. Yeah. Why would they want that?
And keep in mind that, I mean, we have things in place where professors can let offices know, hey, I'm worried about this student. You know, so mm-hmm. professors aren't just sitting there watching you. Many of them are actively trying to reach out to you and then letting other people know, hey, I'm really worried about this student. I haven't been able to help them. Can you get in contact with them? Things like mm-hmm. that. So, I mean, we are all here to help you. That's the purpose of the university. And so if you have challenges, if you in the course of your evaluation, if you find that something's deficient, don't be afraid to reach out.
Mm, for sure. Did we want to talk about
the Harvard?
Yeah, was that something we were wanting to talk about? I don't know.
I threw it on there. But
I think we've kind of talked about that. Give yeah. thanks for what you do, Dan.
Yeah.
I guess we can start with the start with the end in mind, seven habits.
Yeah, we can touch on that. Okay. So
did I put that there? Or was that you?
I think you put that there.
Okay. I feel like they're not as good anymore. So this kind of touches on the book we read last semester, which was The Seven Habits, and I think it's habit 4 or 5. Do you have you do have your book, it's right there. I still have my desk or my book on my desk as well, but
all right. You want to clap?
No, I think we should leave this in.
It is habit 2.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I
right
guess
right behind be proactive.
I guess that makes sense. Right. Anyway, so it's good to you know, begin with that's what the whole goal resolution thing is, right? You have an idea of where you want to be, what you want to become, where you want to go, and then you're able to retroactively make plans and set mini goals to help get you there.
Exactly. You make those steps for yourself. Never mind. Yeah. That whole idea of beginning at the end in mind. Chort was miot minya. Let's leave that one in there.
Oh, I will.
So remember that right after Covey talks about beginning with the end in mind, his very next thing is put first things first. And this reinforces that making plans. And that's one of the other great things about making goals is it helps you organize everything that you need to do in order to accomplish what you want to do, right? You know, if you want that 3.5 GPA, you need to identify, okay, how am I going to get that? Well, I'm going to get that by getting certain grades in my classes. Okay, which classes am I more likely to get those grades in? And okay, in order to get the grade, you know, if I've got a class I struggle in, I'm going to have at least a B in that class. What am I going to have to do to get that B? Right, it helps put everything in a very logical framework that you can then approach individually each element. I mean, and yes, it will take some time, but by taking this time proactively, habit number one, it enables you to lay the groundwork. And so when the time comes to get things done, you know exactly what you need to do, to what point you need to do. I mean, going back to the example of my buddy, you know, that called me up and said, you know, can I pass? Does this count as a passing grade in this class? Sometimes sacrifices will have to be made. If you know ahead of time what sacrifices you can make, it makes it a whole lot easier. You don't have to agonize over that choice. You can just make that needed decision and move on and not get bogged down and waste additional time worrying.
Yeah, goals are very important, but they can definitely be a cause of stress and anxiety if you're someone who freaks out if you're not going to reach it, like you have to be perfect. It goes back to what we talked about last semester several times. Something's got to go, and you just have to be okay to let things go and understand it's not the end of the world. It does not define you.
Yeah.
No one's perfect, and so we all have our limits and our expectations, but the point is that we're getting better.
Yeah. I mean, and isn't that the point of goals and resolutions, is just to be a little bit better? So, you know, we make these goals, and even if we don't achieve every single one of them or achieve them in exactly the way that we either thought or planned, as long as we're improving, that's the important thing.
Precisely. So as you begin this semester, you know, think about what goals you want to set. Where do you want to end the semester? Is it with a specific GPA? Whatever it is, you know, set these SMART goals.
Is it with a new friend? Is it with a new colleague? Is it asking professors for help more often? You know, whatever goals, maybe it's balancing your schoolwork more with your family, or goals related to that.
Yeah, I would say almost every goal you could ever want to achieve could be a SMART goal. So go ahead, you know, analyze your goals, prioritize, and let us know how your goals go. We would love to hear about how your semester's going. We want you to succeed as well, even though we are not your professors. We are invested in your success.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why I got into student services. Mm-hmm. I love helping students.
Yeah, we love hearing from you.
A big part of my help is going and doing GPA workups and saying, this is what you need to do in order to get this GPA. So
yes.
If you've got a goal to get a higher GPA, let me know and I'll help you get there.
Dan is your man. Anyways, but as we say every time we're on social media, you're always welcome to email us. You can email Dan or online at usu.edu, I think. Is what that is. I'm going to say that little part again.
Chug, chug, chug.
No, but it's like cold water, so it doesn't really do anything. But that's all we have in the office. We're on social media. Feel free to reach out to Dan. We're always happy to help to start a conversation, and we will see you online.
Bye. Mouse, mouse, mouse.